This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ireland, Spain, and Norway announced on Wednesday they would recognize a Palestinian state on May 28th, urging other Western countries to follow suit. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said the three countries hoped the step would accelerate efforts to secure a ceasefire in Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza. Israel immediately recalled its ambassadors. Earlier in May, the United Nations General Assembly overwhelmingly backed a Palestinian bid to become a full member, which would effectively recognize a Palestinian state. The decision was welcomed by the Palestinian Authority, which exercises limited self-rule in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, and by Hamas, which rules the Gaza Strip. But Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz said the recognition undermined Israel's right to self-defense and efforts to return the 128 hostages being held by Hamas.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday urged Egypt to do everything it can to make sure humanitarian aid is flowing into Gaza as food and medicine bound for the strip piles up on the Egyptian side.
Combat activities around, near and around the gate, the environment for bringing the assistance in is really challenged. And so we need to find a way to make sure that the assistance that would go through Rafah can get through safely.
Iran's supreme leader and representatives of allied militia groups prayed over the coffins of the country's late president, foreign minister, and other officials killed in the helicopter crash earlier this week. Hundreds of thousands of people on Wednesday followed a procession honoring them down Tehran's main boulevard. This is VOA.